And just today, and this was on the 24th of September, excerpts are being played from a documentary called Surviving Progress by Ronald Wright that pretends to expose the notion of civilization as covert propaganda, which, in a typically for power Machiavellian fashion, is precisely what it purports to expose. This film is classic bait and switch. It begins with a decent analysis of the inherent deceptions in economic notions, explaining why economy is a fiction. And then they hurriedly turn our eyes from the obvious, that there are people who stand behind the deceptions, and rather try to make a case for our alleged prehistoric and therefore primitive brains, quote unquote. This is not just classic bait and switch. This is classic propaganda in defense of the class system. The excerpts I've heard manifest most of the key bits that we expect of propaganda in support of the class system. There's that statist we, talking about the state but using the word we. This was the film's dominant con, and given the subject matter, expressing it is also necessarily a legitimization of class. Here are some of the ways these cons were expressed. Quote, one challenge we face, we are more and more in a position of behaving like gods, manipulating other species and even ourselves, unquote. So in saying this, the con is conveyed that both the authority and the interests of we the people and power are one. Quote, it's imperative that we get more and more people to realize the humanity of other people, unquote. As if we the people don't. As if we the people are not uniting across false divisions as never before seen under the regime of class, thanks to unified thought via the internet. Narrow particularities are falling before this threat, power's global supremacy project. Despite the appearance of the opposite, magnified as always by the pundits. All we know of each other is what we hear from those media voices, very much filtered and vetted over the airwaves until the internet. Quote, here's another one. The greater the top-bottom differential, the blinder the elite is. The rich countries have a tremendous amount of wealth compared to the poor countries. There's a bait and switch in the same sentence. Oh my goodness, that's, I mean, I'm almost in awe. So you're picturing those 10,000 guys and then switch. All of a sudden you're learning that we here in the US are what he means by the top. So there it's pitting countries against each other. I mean, it's just, I mean, how, I wonder how much time they labored over getting these cons exactly right, you know? I'm sorry, I'm kind of impressed. So we in the U.S. are made the elite while power discreetly withdraws from view. Several cons essential for power are thereby reinforced. It invisibles totally the indigenous and other earth-connected folks like Nicola, as we saw with our earlier quote. It deflects focus from the elite, and it merges our interest with that of the philosopher kings. Oh no, cry just to think about that. It would have us believe that it is our so-called primitive brains that are the problem, not organized and concentrated power. Oh no. So as class is a given, all the cons that legitimate it are necessarily present. Magical thinking, concentrated power as an organized actor is never seriously credited or sometimes even admitted into the calculation of the so-called solution being proposed. Coerced work, of course, is never questioned. Class is assumed as inevitable. Ordinary folks, and here's another quote to express that, ordinary folks losing faith in the social contract is a pattern we see a lot in modern times, unquote. Of course, the contract is accepted as a fait accompli and a given, i.e., this is the contract. We let you, we the people say, we let you give us our work, subsistence, minimum existence in which we relinquish our gifts, and we give you our obedience. What a deal for power. And no pundit ever questions this so-called contract. And here's another quote. Brains have begun to get together around the planet, unquote. Relax, the brains are on it. But what about the hearts? Isn't it our hearts that have gone missing? What did Emily say? To fill a gap, insert the thing that caused it. Block it up with other and we'll yawn the more. You cannot solder an abyss with air.